As we prepare to begin our exercises, we need to understand a few terms and a bit of physiology. The first term is chest voice. This simply refers to our lower register. It includes, but is not limited to, our speaking voice range. As you speak or sing in this range, you can literally feel the chest vibrating in response to the sound begun in the larynx or throat area. Put a hand on your chest and count with me from 1 to 5. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you feel the vibrations? The next term is head voice. This refers to notes that are higher and a true extension of the chest voice. It's really a mix of chest and falsetto, and moving into this area can be done with no noticeable shift.
Coach, you're about to lose us. Could you demonstrate that?
Sure. Here's a slide from chest into head and back. I will keep the same basic sound characteristics, but allow the voice to move into the mix or head register. This time, I'll go from chest to falsetto, skipping the middle or head voice, and then back to the chest. You will hear the change in tone quality because the falsetto uses the vocal folds differently. That's like skipping some gears in a car transmission.
A minute ago, you went from chest register to head register without a shift or break. How did you do that?
Well, I trained the thyroarytenoid muscle to deactivate gradually in coordination with increased cricothyroid activity.
Oh, sorry I asked.
To say it another way, I allowed it. That's the key. Getting all technical like I did a minute ago is not helpful. We can't locally control the larynx. It has to be done by doing everything else right and having a good concept in our minds as to what should be happening.
So it helps to hear good singing if you want to do good singing.
Excellent point. Spend time listening to singers who do it right, and be thinking in terms of a continuous voice that is connected from top to bottom, not several voices with jumps between them. This will open the door to freedom and smoothness that makes singing fun.
How can you be sure you're doing it the right way?
By feeling it, like we did earlier. Put a hand on your chest and do the slide or siren exercise with me. I'll do it first. Now you do it with me, feeling the vibration start in the chest, leave, then come back in. Together? If you do it gently, without pushing, you will experience the beginnings of a well-connected voice. But this only happens if you allow it. If you try and force or hold it, it will become more like this. The goal is to physically feel you are not locking or pushing, but rather allowing the voice to flow through the different registers. Let the voice find its own way. There may well be some unstable areas for a while, but the less you hold or grab, the quicker the freedom will come. And don't let some cracking or breaking now stop you from trying. It's a process, like learning to walk. And just like with learning to walk, there is some muscle strengthening and coordination that has to be accomplished. Let's do that again together.
So the terms chest and head voice really describe where they vibrate.
That's exactly right. In the lower notes, the vibrations in the trachea make the chest vibrate. It's just the right size to sympathetically respond to these lower frequencies. As you go higher, the chest becomes the wrong size to respond, and that leaves the areas in the head which are just the right size.